Pollardshale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you are the one the Lord is looking for. Look for somebody else, say, neighbor, you are the one the Lord is looking for. You can be playing strings fine. Because say, neighbor, you're the one God is looking for. Now, if you know your neighbor's name, just call their name and say, you're the one. Neighbor sounds like. So you can ask them, what's your name? And say, you are the one the Lord is waiting for. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 5. It's such a great joy to have met your pastor, his wife, his family. I've met her from afar, but now I'm meeting her. I can't wait to give her a big hug. Amen. Sometimes you don't know how blessed you are. And I want to say you're blessed to have an amazing pastor. Praise God. And you're blessed to be in a church where there is the presence of God. You know, the presence of God, I'll say to him, everything responds to his presence. I've been to places where they don't speak English, but they responded to the presence of God. And that is what God is about to pour out upon us in this house today. I feel the power of God so strongly. As we started taking, as it took that song, and I just said, Lord Jesus, may we stop wrestling with you and accept who you have called us to be and what you have equipped us for. The good news is, I sat down there and the Lord reminded me of Caleb. So for everyone that is above 60, you are not left out. Caleb said, I am stronger now 80 than I was when I was 40. And the Lord is saying to all our dear moms and dad, ask of me and I will give it to you. Caleb said, you see, you promised me things. And that's one of the prayers we're going. Caleb said, you promised me, give me the land. And the Lord said, give it to him. So what are you willing to ask? Dear mommies, dear daddies, dear elderly ones, young ones. You know, in the kingdom, we're not controlled. The kingdom doesn't respond to your social status, your age, your race, where you're from. Kingdom responds to your identity in Christ and you're a son. Praise God. So when he mentioned to me, and I was thinking about it, I said, Lord God, what is this going to be about? And what came to my spirit was the word, the power of one. And the ultimate example is Jesus. And I'm here to tell somebody that God has a vision, a purpose for you. Your past, your present, and can I dare say your tomorrow can't stop you but you. You are the only one that can disqualify yourself from what God is about to do. Romans chapter 5 is an interesting read. When the Lord started speaking to me, it says if you look through scripture and through life, God has changed the world, not necessarily with crowd, but somebody just saying yes. All God needs is for someone to say yes. The moment you say yes to God, you qualify to birth something. The moment you say yes to God, you qualify to carry such a powerful presence and to do something remarkable. And I'm just going to show you a quick story and then we will pray. Praise God. Romans 5. It says that the sin of one man. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 19. Because one person disobeyed God, many became sinners. Whew. But because one person obeyed God, many will be made righteous. Did you get that? The power of one. Someone say the power of one. Say the power of my yes can change my world. So you are in a corner asking the Lord, touch this environment. And God is saying, let me touch you. You are crying to God, let our children come home. And God is saying, who will I send? You're saying to God, Lord, we need a transformation in the economic policy. And God is saying, who is going to be the one for me? The power of one. I know the interesting thing about this, if you look through scripture, none of them qualified for what they birth. Meaning, if you're waiting to be right, waiting to have it all together, to yield to God, you are missing the action. The idea is your yes with God will cause a change to happen. So Jesus gave his life. One person died and brought us back to Christ. One person disobeyed and took us away from God. So God does not need, what we think about big things is big numbers. Sometimes what God needs is one person just to say yes, and there will be a change. Now, I love to study the story of revival. And this woman here, Maria Woodward Etta, she had a terrible marriage experiences. Things were not great. But see, the seed of God does not die. When God has marked you, he has marked you. And there's nothing you can do about it. And it's better you yield to that as fast as you can. So she went through life, went through a lot of tragedy. But the moment she said yes to God, this woman is what they call her the modern day woman of the spirit. The person that brought in Pentecost, reintroduced the praying of the Holy Ghost and seeing the move of the Spirit of God like never before in modern day Christianity. Do you know that what we are doing here, enjoying this worship and the presence of people, died to ensure that we are restored back to who God has made us to be? So we won't take it lightly. One of the things I love, Ma, about the story of Maria Woodward Etta is that whenever she is having meeting, there was a time a city, the police in the city could not, they were not performing any duty. You know why? There was no longer crime. People were not perpetrating crime anymore. There was nobody to catch. There was nothing to do. And the police force, can you imagine the power of that in our city? Because of one person saying yes to God. Saying, God, just use me. Perfect, imperfect, use me, God. And let God take care of the details. Maria Woodward Etta. How many of you have heard of John G. Lake? John G. Lake was such a powerful evangelist that when Ebola broke out in South Africa years ago, it was said that this man will put his hand in whatever looked like a virus and they will all die. People were getting healed miraculously because of one man said yes to God. I'm telling you, there is no limit to what your yes can do. And so interestingly, some of them have interesting personal lives. They struggle. They went through things. Ooh. So your struggle is not a disqualification. In fact, that's what qualifies you. Because you know that by your strength and power, you can't do this. And you need the help of God. And if you're looking for something great to start, this was what it started with. You have enough. You listen, your 5 loaves and 2 fishes is enough to do what God wants to do. I'm a living testament of how little can become a lot. As long as you keep showing up and doing what God wants you to do. How many of you have heard of Smith Wigglesworth? He had a terrible... Smith reminds me of Kenneth Hagin as well. You see, we might have varying views about people, but we can't deny the power of God. We might not agree with all the philosophies, but please, whilst you argue philosophies, look out for the presence. The moment you can see the presence of God, pay attention to that much more than nuances of what, how he said and how he's communicated and all of that. Smith Wigglesworth was one person that was really sick and the Lord healed him and used him to heal many people. How many have heard of Amy Simple McPherson? It's interesting that Foursquare Gospel Church is still standing till date. The last time I checked is almost a century. Because of one woman's yes. You know what's interesting about Amy's story? Her birth was terrible. Her mother had an affair or something with a man she was caring for, and everybody spoke negative words as she came from that level of rejection and stigma. Is anybody here that there's stories around your birth, you're from a broken home and all of those things, and you think because of that, that can limit what God can do? I'm telling you, that those are just raw materials for what God can do. The moment you put all of it at the feet of God, you will be blown away at what God can do. And Foursquare Gospel Church, in fact, it was said that Hollywood will go to a meeting. Hollywood will go to a meeting to go and spy, because she was the standard for theater back in the day for the gospel. Come on, shout hallelujah. Why am I showing all of this? I want to inspire someone here today. William Seymour. How many of you heard of Azusa Revival? Azusa Revival was so powerful that a lot of the streams, the Assemblies of God Church, a lot of streams came out of Azusa. What was interesting about Azusa is that there was a time they would call fire services because there was fire on the building. But it wasn't the physical fire, it was the fire of the Holy Ghost. And the city could not understand, and lives were changed. Can we pray for such days again? I believe we're speaking a lot of grammar to impact the people around us, telling them God is good, God is good. They need to see God is good. They've heard God is good. There has to be demonstration of power. You know what I love about all these people? They were not hollering and screaming. In fact, Maria Woodward Etta, it was as simple as for the Lord, for God so loved the world. That was it. They didn't have all the Greek interpretation. They didn't have all the ties and they didn't have all the things to make it look good. But you see, that's the thing about the presence of God. If you're willing and you yield yourself, it will come in. They didn't have all the sermon notes and the laptop and all the 5 translations. They just had the Holy Spirit, and God did mighty things through them. What are we missing out on by not engaging the Holy Spirit? Catherine Coleman. How many of you, she's more popular than a lot of people. How many of you know her? If you know her, wave. Catherine Coleman. These are stories of people that have worked, and it's interesting. Some of them even came to these shores, came to the UK. The Wesley brothers and a couple of people did great things here. And I believe that revival is already breaking out again in this land. It might not look like what it looked like back then. Revival will break out through businesses. Are there business people here? The Lord will give you solution. That's part of revival. Revival is not just falling down under the Holy Ghost. Revival is not just showing up every Sunday morning. Revival is not just packing the stadium. That's great. Revival is having wisdom to solve problems. Revival is coming in contact with the Holy Ghost, and it gives you something tangible to change your world. Catherine Coleman, amazing woman. And she said, when they ask her, what does it cost? She will say, it costs everything. And that's why I love all the songs that we've sang today. You see, to walk in this dimension, you have to say yes, Lord. No and Lord does not go together. Because Lord is master of all. You can't say no master. It has to be yes, Lord. And that is the prayer I want to pray today. Thomas Edison. Before you think it's just about people preaching. Every time I board the plane, I say, Lord, give me an idea that will bless the world regardless of their religion. How many of us board the plane? You travel, you take a flight. You don't get to the point of the flight and ask, is this by an atheist? An atheist won't get it and say, is it a Christian? And that till today is blessing life. God is interested in innovation and invention. And that is why when we sell a gospel that does not embrace that, we're shutting our younger people away looking for something that is in Jesus. Jesus is the creator. He's the chief creative officer of the entire universe. Genesis chapter 1, there was darkness. I said, let there be. What do you call that? Creation. What do you call that? Invention. What do you call that? Innovation. And it's in Christ Jesus. Somebody say amen. So for everyone listening to me, you're not too young to be used by God. You're not too old to be used by God. You are not too anything to be used by God. As long as you say what? Yes. And that is where we're going today. The Wright brothers, look at how they started. Don't despise the days of little beginning. Don't despise you doing things. Nobody's seeing you, but God sees you. Amen. Their first flight, compare this to all the private jets we have today. I'm sure if they see the things. And that is the beautiful thing about your yes. Can I tell somebody? Your yes is progressive. In January, I was invited to minister somewhere with a group of sweet sisters. And the youngest was 75. They were 93. They were 95. Someone was approaching 100, you know, and they're just singing glory to God. I had tears boiling down because and I said to them, when you want to measure your legacy, you don't know what your prayer was doing 40 years ago. Somewhere, and some of us were born and now running with the vision. You probably are not right. Your yes is progressing. So I sat with them and I listened to their stories, praying for our nation, praying for different things. And I said, listen, when you say yes to God, you can never see the end of that yes. You must trust God with your yes. What do I mean by that? When Apostle Paul was writing the epistles, Sar Ama, he wrote it to Ephesus. He wrote it to the church in Philippi. He did not see that his vision one day will be put together and be made a book. He didn't know that the Lord would breathe upon those letters. In fact, if you read the book of Corinthians, people were starting to compare him to who? Apollos. They said Apollos spoke with such eloquence, but Paul, it was just in the writing. I'm telling you, there's something in your life that you don't have, and is intentional, because God will focus on what you have to birth what he needs. If Paul was in this day and age where he's pressured to be like someone else, he would have wanted to be a speaker at all costs and leave writing. But God knew that in 2023, what you will need is not the audio of Paul, but the letters of Paul. And he would take that little writing in the prison yard and breathe life on it. Over 2,000 years, that letter is still blessing life. How many of us are rejoicing? Philippians 4, rejoice again, I say rejoice. The man that wrote it was in chains. A man bound was telling those of us free to rejoice. You see, freedom is not about where you are, it's about who you know and where you are first in your mind with God. People were free, but a man bound. I'm telling you, whatever you are going through is not enough to deprive you from praising God. It's just a matter of perspective, understanding, and ability to see that God is good. Listen, it's not that he does good, he is good. He is good not because he does good. Things are qualified as good because he is good. He is good and is always in a good mood. He is good and is excited and blessed to be your father. Why am I saying this? Don't despise the days of little beginning. For mothers that you have prayed over your children and you're waiting to see the manifestation, keep sowing the seed. I always joke like, my mom didn't give me the choice to pick what I wanted to do. She prayed me into what I am today. And I know that the prayer of mothers speak. I have a dear friend, Apostle Femi. He was always on drugs. In fact, he was always out every morning. They literally have to roll him into his house. He was a dropout, ridiculous. And one day he was in the pub. He was just sitting down there. And he had an encounter with drink in front of him and alcohol and drugs. And he got up. He had an encounter with God. He just felt something said to him, I have something to do with your life. He got up, walked out of that place, and has never gone back. For some, it might not be that dramatic. It's not supernatural because it's dramatic. It's supernatural because it's God. If he chooses to do it in a simple way or in a dramatic way, as long as you are changed, we'll take it. Why did I say that? Even if you don't have a praying mom at the beginning, you have a praying church. There are people praying for you. And your lives can be changed. Don't despise the days of little beginning. Your yes is progressive. Your yes is progressive. Paul, I always use the example of Paul. His letters have gone, they've done different translations. There are different devotionals on Paul's letter. But at that point, all Paul did was to write the letter. Look at Mary. Her yes is progressive. All she had to do, let it be unto me according to your word. And her womb became the place to house the King of glory. Your yes, somebody say my yes, is progressive. So I won't judge it just by what I see now. Hallelujah. John D. Rockefeller, this man, a businessman, is still called the wealthiest modern man till date. And from what he did with business, like him, ate him, he started funding churches, building churches, and it's still a blessing. I think it's the one connected to the oil people, Chevron and the likes. Chevron, ExxonMobil, this man is dead, but his lineage are still blessed because of one man's yes. And so you can be a wealthy person and use your money, send your money on assignment. This man sent his money on assignment. You are blessed not just to look good, you are blessed to make the kingdom be good. Looking good will catch up. It's first about the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Your talent, your gift is for the kingdom. He made a commitment that what he earns will go. He was building churches and transforming life. Till today, we still talk about John D. Rockefeller. You might not know him. I have to put him here. My pastor, Pastor Taiwo Odukoya. And this man has blessed lives, but has seen so many troubles. Talking about saying yes to God does not exempt you from what is called life. But it means that even when you go through life, you can go through it in another perspective and be full of joy. He lost his first wife in a plane crash. 2 years ago, his second wife died of cancer. But listen, this man's yes has released many, thousands, millions of people across the world. Now, another thing about yes, you might not know him, but you're seeing me here today. I am here today because of this man's yes. You see, your yes is not so that you are seen. Your yes is to be a catalyst for someone. There is a ripple effect of you obeying God and serving God. You might not know this one. I decided to add some people. Bishop David Oyedepo, I think, is one of the, when you talk about faith on legs globally, this man is a phenomenon. Is someone, is an enigma. And he will tell you, when he had nothing, he will tell you, I can never be poor. Why? He saw a revelation about the blessings of God. One of the best schools in Africa, I must say, was founded by this man. And you know where he saw the idea? From the Word. So I'm telling you, for young people listening to me, you don't need anything. You don't need something to propel you. You don't need to get high. The Holy Ghost is enough for you. All right? Ephesians 5. Do not be drunk with wine, which is in excess, but being filled. What does that mean? Be drunk with the Holy Ghost. You've never seen a perpetually drunk person before. They have to keep drinking. Meaning, keep being filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen a shy drunk person before? When they are drunk, all elements, whether they are drunk, high, or whatever, comes out. The same thing. You don't know who you really are until you are under the influence of the Holy Spirit. The real you begin to manifest. The real you begin to come out. The worded you, the anointed you, the loving you, the patient you, the kind you. That is the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is your advantage, is your stand, is your sure guide. The reason why you're frustrated doing life, you're doing without the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is a teacher, and I love to say this, it teaches all subjects. Is it about marriage? It can teach you that. Is it about your finance? It can teach you that. Is it about your money? It can teach you that. Is it about parenting? Oh my God. It can teach you that. Is it about business? There's nothing you want to do that the Holy Spirit can't teach you. And listen, it doesn't have to be spooky to be the Holy Spirit. Archbishop Idausa, another great man. Bill Johnson and Randy Clark. Amazing people in America doing great things for God. I've been there, I've seen some things, working in the supernatural, teaching people again about being intimate with the Holy Spirit. Now, I put their picture together, talk about your yes, you need a yes man. Now, listen, not a yes man to say yes to everything you're saying. You need a co-yes lover of God. The power of relationships. These two people are setting themselves on fire at the same time. Because some days, there's a scripture that says that the Lord saw the faith of his friends, and that gave a man healing. What do I mean? The man that they opened the roof to drop him. Remember that story in scripture? A man that was crippled and they opened the roof and brought him in. You know, it was not the faith of the man that got him healed. It was the faith of his friend. Find you some friends that love Jesus. Find you some friends and connection of people. See, sometimes your destiny is ready, but your association is not right. Sometimes God is about to catapult you into glory, into destiny, but there's something about your association. Sometimes you are ready. Sometimes the vision is right. Sometimes the seed is right. Sometimes everything is ready, but your association. And that is why you can't be sentimental about people that are called to you. Your friends should take you to the feet of God, not far away from him. When life happened to that man, they didn't take him somewhere. They took him to Jesus. We might be crying. Yes, you're going through a tough divorce or your life or your marriage or your status, whatever. But let's go to Jesus. We might be weeping. It might be painful. It might not make sense. But come on, let's do what? Let's go to Jesus. Not somebody that we introduce. Maybe Jesus is outdated. Maybe we put Jesus and a little bit of the world. Maybe a little bit of Jesus and another little bit of another God. Not that kind of friends. Sometimes. Another example of association. Mary and Elizabeth. Sometimes you're ready. And I'm speaking this to someone that I feel like I've been waiting all my life. Can I say this to someone? Thank you, Holy Spirit. You see, no matter how much Elizabeth has prayed for a child, she could not bring forth that child until Mary was set in time. Why? And she has been found favored by God to birth the forerunner. The forerunner, John the Baptist, could not be born centuries before Jesus. So some of you are waiting, not because you are in sin or you are not ready or for what God is set to do, but the situation, the people, the connections are not yet ready. And that's why you keep trusting God and you keep what? Holding on. So find you friends, people that love God. So that the days that you are down, because there will be those days. Can anybody? Oh, we are always up. Oh, wow, I love this church. Great. But the days when you are pressed on all sides, the days where it's not making sense, but it has to make God. Do you know those days? Logically speaking, it's not making sense. But you don't have a choice. You need friends. Like I tell you, I'm praying for you. Friends that can get up and come and push you back into faith. Glory to God. If you have such friends, can you celebrate God for them? Glory to God. How many of you know Robert Lydon? All the story I'm talking about was because of this man. He wrote the book, God's General. God gave him a vision. I'm trying to tell you. And this is why nobody is greater than anybody. We are all doing our part of the assignment. This man's vision, he didn't have the tent meeting. His job was to document and research about those and preserve history for a generation to come. Whatever God has called you to do, thank God for it. I know in this day and age, it's easy to look around. It looks prettier at the other place. It looks better at the other place. But for every time you compare and it leads you to lack of contentment, you are saying that God is not faithful. You are judging God unfaithful. You are saying he's a wicked God. Meaning he knew what you should have but deprived you. But that's not the God you serve. What you have is just good enough for your next season. If only you walk it with God and give it to God. Amen. I put this woman's picture here. You might not know her. This is a woman that, imagine your regular bread that you make to take you to the White House. And this woman, they started at the age of 40. Meaning she would call herself late boomer. Her life was slow. She struggled. Nothing changed. She was 40. Maybe you're 40, you're 50, you're 60, and you've been wondering, God, what is the essence of my life? That question is not outdated. God is ready to answer it. Vision, life, purpose does not look like 20 years old alone. It looks like just going with God. Even if season had passed, even if you made mistakes, even if it's not a mistake, you've just been waiting. Even if all you've done, I don't know what this is for, is raise your kids. God is saying, well done, because there is seed in that. And from starting a business, imagine starting a business with about 100 pounds or 200 pounds. That business now is like a global business. Took her to the White House. She met with Michelle Obama. She's still going on and on over 15 years now, or 12 years now. That one day of breakthrough has not stopped speaking. I'm here to speak to someone's life today. That one thing, that one idea, that one moment, you will say yes to God and you birth a change in Jesus' name. How many of you know this song? I'm looking for the key. This song, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I'm a child of God. I am a child. This couple sang the song. Some people wrote the song, they sang the song. But Melissa is struggling. She's dealing with a bone disease. You imagine singing, I'm no longer a slave to fear, but you're trusting God for healing. She did not allow her pain, the situation, what she's still trusting God, to stop her from living in purpose. I'm here to tell people, as someone here, no matter what you're going through, the world is waiting for your voice and your message. I remember one day I was watching a concert. She was ministering. She could not minister. She was in pains. And it was interesting, every time she ministers, anyone that has that condition gets healed. Talk about the mystery of this walk with God. That is enough to get somebody offended at God. Amen. Like, God, are you joking? Are we playing here? Don't I look like I want to get healed? Am I just a signpost or something? But she has a revelation that God is doing something much more than a pain. I'm here to tell somebody that, you see, your yes is more than you. It's more than how you look, how it makes you feel. It's about glorifying God. Glory to God. And then we have your pastor. If you want to celebrate, if you want to clap, you can clap. You want to, I mean. For one, I'm here because of his yes. There are a lot of things. Sister was talking about, now you are being on all platforms listening because Pastor Digi is a tech pastor. But imagine how many people have heard about the church because of that tech gift. The yes of one man. The worship that you have from time to time. The yes of one man. Listen, I believe as a church, you are in a new season. And I believe strongly it's going to require everybody saying yes. It's not going to be some people, few people. It's not just going to be, this is how far my yes can go. It's going to be, I give everything. I give everything. The other day I came around, I saw a brother cleaning, and I heard someone is as old as his church. It's right. Yeah. I'm like, wow. You've been serving that long. You know what I love about God? Hebrews 11. It says he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. I can tell you for a fact, there's some things I'm enjoying in my life. It has nothing to do with my seed, but the seed of my parents. So like Timothy, I said to parents, keep sowing seeds for the sake of your unborn great-grandchildren. Because you know why? Seeds don't die. Keep speaking greatness into your children. Church is a new season. And who is ready to say yes to God?
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.